Of Sài Gòn, one library.
Wenn wir Vietnam rechnen, in ganz Saigon nur eine einzige Bibliothek. Und wenn du da hinkommst, musst du sagen, auf den Zettel, welches Buch du willst, das holen sie dann. Und du kannst es nur im Lesesaal lesen.
So when I first came to America, I really like library. And even now. You know, if I don't have to become a monk, I will spend my time in the library, you know. Not the monastery, but the library. And in America, the library is very cold.
In America, the bibliothek is sehr kalt.
And my practice, because nobody told me, and I should have known, but my mindfulness was so low. I didn't take good care of myself. So it is cold inside. I spend about 2 hours or an hour studying. Then I go into the sun, directly into the sun, and pace myself. Then I get warm up, sweat, and I come back in.
Niemand hat mir gesagt, aber meine Achtsamkeit war wohl auch noch zu schwach damals. Also in der Bibliothek ist es sehr kalt und wenn ich dann 2-3 Stunden drin war, dann bin ich zum Aufwärmen in die Sonne gegangen und bin dann verschwitzt wieder hineingegangen in die Kälte.
And that is my solution.
Und jetzt kommt meine Lösung.
Very simple solution and it's effective. But I do not have enough awareness that it caused my immune system a lot of problems. My immune system doesn't know how to behave. And then after that, about 2 years, I developed sneezing, which I still have until now. And we don't practice meditation, so we don't understand the root of the problem is that way of life. So I went to the doctor. The doctors look at my nose and they conclude, you have allergy. Then medicine. You just have to take medicine. And I took the medicine. My sneeze didn't go away. It continued to have problem and problem. And the problem becomes so bad. You know, like when I come to Plumbilish, in the first few years, my sneeze getting very worse.
And when ich dann auf dem Village kam, dann wurde mein Schnupfen immer noch viel schlimmer.
And in order to be to save the money, I used toilet paper to blow my nose.
Und um Geld zu sparen, verwendete ich zum Schneuzen Klopapier.
And there are days that I use up one toilet paper, the one roll of toilet paper for my nose blow. One row a day. And I remember in early 93 or 94, some brother and sister in the community, they took my jacket and they put a block of toilet paper inside and they make a skit, a performance at the Christmas to tease me. When we don't slow down and to give us some time to listen to our body and we have a certain view, a wrong view, let's say that my body, I have an allergy. It's the wrong view. The problem is the way that I live, the way that I go inside and outside the library to paint myself under the sun. That's the key problem.
Ja, wir müssen eben langsamer werden, um in unseren Körper hineinzuschauen. Und nur dann können wir erkennen, was das wirkliche Problem ist. Dass es eben keine Allergie ist, sondern die Lebensweise ist. In die Bibliothek reingehen, in die Kälte und wieder rausgehen und wieder verstützt reingehen und rausgehen.
So now there is a an error in my immune system.
Und nun gibt es einen Fehler in meinem Immunsystem.
Whenever I experience the weather change, let's say from hot to cold, or from cold to hot.
Jedes Mal, wenn ich einen Wetterwechsel spüre, egal ob von kalt nach warm oder von warm nach kalt.
And then my immune system begins to react.
Und dann reagiert mein Immunsystem.
And then what happened is that first it has a cold.
Was dann passiert ist, dass mich zunächst kalt ist.
And then what happened is nowadays my nerve and my muscle begin to tighten up.
Was dann heutzutage passiert ist, dass meine Nerven und meine Muskeln sich zusammenziehen.
Then it caused my pain in my back.
Es führt dann zu Schmerzen im Rücken.
And I couldn't walk with my leg. Especially when I travel like this, then I really have difficulty with my health, you know. Because when we travel, we go in and out the car and go to different places, different environment. So my immune system doesn't know how to behave. So it thought that I'm having a cold. So my immune system behaves as if I have a very bad cold. So my whole nervous system begin to react and squeezing and giving me my leg pain.
Mein Immunsystem verhält sich so, als ob ich eine schwere Erkältung hätte und das führt zu Verspannung im Rücken und Schmerzen im Bein.
So in the last 1 week, it was very painful with my leg. When I sleep, I couldn't turn because my leg is out of control.
Letzte Woche hatte ich große Beinschmerzen und ich konnte mich beim Schlafen nicht umdrehen, weil mein Bein nicht mehr unter Kontrolle war.
I sleep for about 1 or 2 hours, then I have to wake up because I couldn't move my leg. It's very painful, and I have to use my hand to push. And sometimes I couldn't even turn myself. I can just lightly bend my body, turn my body just a little bit. Then so I stay up like, you know, more or less the whole night with this pain and so on.
I couldn't even nur eine oder zwei Stunden schlafen und dann musste ich aufwachen und konnte mich kaum umdrehen, musste die Hand zur Hilfe nehmen.
It happened like about 10 years ago in 2000 when it first behaved, when it began to have these symptoms. At first, my first response was, I was quite afraid. And in the mid of 2003, 2004, there are times that I have to like crawling from my bed to the washroom in the morning because I couldn't walk. I'm, you know, like.
2003, 2004,
but slowly, I learned, I paid attention to my body, and I understand its behavior. So I don't quite afraid anymore.
Ich habe dann auf meinen Körper geachtet und habe Schritt für Schritt besser verstanden und die Angst wurde schwächer.
And all of those years I didn't take any medicine.
In all diesen Jahren habe ich keine Medizin genommen.
I just learned to observe my body and I try to understand what is going on with my body.
Ich lernte nur meinen Körper beobachten und zu verstehen, was mich vorgeht.
Then I find out this pattern. First, if I experienced the different change in the temperature or the weather, then my body right away go into this response that I'm having a cold.
Und was ich dann herausfand ist, wenn der Körper merkt, dass ich das Wetter wechsle, dass dann er zunächst in diesen Modus geht, als ob ich eine Erkältung bekäme.
And then my immune system begin to act on my nerve, on my back, squeezing, and make me having a lot of trouble of movement. Then I just rest, allow it, it's time to reconcile the information within itself. Then the immune system slowly return to its normal and saying that, okay, it's taking care of its goal. So I begin to have blister on my mouth, very bad, just like as if I have a very bad cold. And then when the time that I couldn't eat, I couldn't swallow because so painful in my mouth, at that time, I know my pain will go away. My leg will return to the normal. It happened like that many times, and I observed the symptom. I observed the whole cycle of what it's doing. Then usually the whole cycle lasts about 7 days, very precise. Then it passes over that, then it will wait for some other time when I am weak and there is this change in the weather, or then it will behave the same way. So it's possible to allow our body a shower of mindfulness, our pain a shower of mindfulness. And when we allow our body the time for it to process the information, then it return to its normal. In my experience, I see that my body have its own memory also. To transform our view, in order to transform our emotion that coming from view, sometimes is easy. I found out that with a little bit of the practice of looking deeply, trying to understand the other situation, the other difficulty, we can easily transform the block of anger toward the other person if we have enough understanding. But to transform our body, our energy level, which have already memorized the past experience, is more difficult. Our body remember many of its past experience. And this information has been stored in our central nervous system. And it has created different network in our brain, the little network in our brain. In order to transform the difficulty that we experience with our body, we need a lot of patience. We need to have a lot of time for our body to learn a new experience. Because our body has been trained, adapted to the environment for thousands of years. In 2005, I organized the trip for Thầy to Vietnam. And I have a chance to go back to the place where he was born and grew up. And I organized the event for Thầy in that area. And it was so hot. Terrible hot. The whole day long, I get sweat in my body. And I couldn't breathe. It's so, the hair so strong. And my ancestors have been living in that area for 300 years, coming from the north. So during that 300 years, my great-grandfather, my father, and so on, have trained themselves to live in that environment. Now I'm going here, and it's minus 17 degrees C. So now my body is receiving a new environment, and it tries to process the best it can, the information it's receiving now. But when I was young, I made the situation worse by giving a very wrong information to my body by changing the temperature so quick in a very short time. So, to transform our body, we have to listen, try to understand it, and allow it time to for it to adjust itself, and especially learn not to be afraid whenever we have pain. There are moments that our body cannot readjust itself to its old healthy position. Then we know that the way we live has been affected. It has been to the point that our body cannot readjust itself. But now, if it's possible, we can still learn to transform the way we live so that we can help our body. In order to transform our energy, we need to understand about our food. The Buddha talking about four kinds of food. First is the edible food.
The
Edible food is anything that we intake at the material level.
Essbare Nahrung ist eben alles, was wir zu uns nehmen auf der materiellen Ebene.
For example, the air that we breathe.
Sogar die Luft, die wir atmen.
The water that we drink or the food that we eat.
Das Wasser, das wir trinken und die Nahrung.
Anything, any material that has entered in our body. That is edible food. In order to help to transform our pain, and also transform the emotion that coming from our body, we have to learn to take the right kind of food. It is extremely important. The right type of food doesn't mean it is a very expensive food. It's a bio food. But the right type of food is the food that your body can absorb, can assimilate, and can transform itself. Even the food is very expensive, it's an excellent quality, it's bio, but your body cannot absorb it and transform it. That is not good food, it's not the right food for you. In order to transform our pain, first of all, learn to fast for some time. The moment that we fast, we allow time for our body to synchronize its information, to harmonize its energy level. During the fasting, perhaps the first few hours or a few days, you feel very hungry. It's normal because your stomach used to this food. But after this period of, in my experience, when I used to fast, usually like after 48 hours, our body get used to it and you don't want to eat anymore. You just feel okay. And then you will go into the period that your body will try to optimize its energy intake level so that it will use up all of the resources it can, because there's no food coming in. So it have to optimize anything that it has. And then during this period, there will be healing that's coming. There are less information coming to your body. So because there's less information, your body has more time to process of the problem it has. So if you can fast for 7 days, it's very good. In the Asian tradition, the man will fast for 7 days and the woman fast for 9 days. I don't know why. I think that because the man responding time is shorter and quicker than the woman. The woman responding time and the responding time for the woman is lower. So it takes longer. So for the man, it's 7 days, they complete the cycle. But for the woman, 9 days is the time that they complete their cycle. And if you would like to fast for two cycles, then you fast for 14 days or 18 days. Yeah. And after that, you slowly build up the energy with very liquid food, first with just broth, and then very very fine food, and slowly building up.
Und dann bringt man langsam vorsichtig wieder Energie in den Körper. Zuerst Brühe. Ja. Zuerst nur Brühe und sehr leichtes Schweißen.
Mm-hmm. And then that is the short term training for our body.
Das ist ein kurzes Training für unseren Körper.
The long term training is you need to learn what kind of food is good for your body. And then also, you might want to reduce the amount of food that you take in a certain time. Like in my case, there are a few years that I didn't take dinner in order to heal my colon.
Ja, das war vorhin jetzt die kurzfristige Übung und die langfristige Übung oder Training ist das.
To heal my colon.
Yeah.
So there are.
Is rauszufinden, welche Nahrung mir gut tut, welche Nahrung eben mir gut tut, und vielleicht auch weniger Nahrung zu mir zu nehmen. Ich zum Beispiel habe lange Zeit verzichtet auf das Abendessen und es war gut, um meine Darm zu heilen.
When I first came to Plum Village, I used to fast twice a year, in the spring, from spring to. From the winter to the spring, and from the fall to the winter. That is the time that I fast, 7 days or 14 days, twice a year. But after like fasting like that for about 3 or 4 years, I learned that it is only a short-term solution.
Aber nachdem ich das einige Jahre lang gemacht habe, bin ich drauf gekommen, dass das nur eine kurzfristige Lösung ist, keine dauerhafte.
I don't have time to go deeper, but I just would like to share with you that because of the war in Vietnam, I used to have depression.
Vietnam hatte ich eine Depression entwickelt.
And because of my depression, it affected my colon.
Diese Depression hat meinen Darm.
For many years, I couldn't digest food properly, and especially at night, about evening time during the sunset, when my depression manifests strongly, then also my colon is very weak, so I couldn't take food at the dinner time.
Viele Jahre lang konnte ich die Nahrung nicht gut verdauen, und abends habe ich eine sehr schlechte Verdauung gehabt und
And then I decided to stop eating dinner for several years.
Und so entschied ich dann, mich für viele Jahre lang kein Abendessen mehr zu nehmen.
And then slowly, my colon is healed, and at the same time, my depression also healed.
Und langsam heilte dann auch mein Darm und meine Depression.
When we have a very strong emotion, first, it manifests from our view. And then this emotion will penetrate into our energy. That means it will embed itself into our body. And it makes this loop when our body is weak, it manifests into our view, and from our view, it maintains our emotion, and our emotion strengthening that block in our body. very vicious circle. So in order to transform our emotion completely, we need to look deeply to see in order to see where the emotion had deposited in our body. So I noticed that when it's about the sunset, my depression manifests very strongly at that time. And I also noticed that at that time I have really problem with my colon. So I felt there is a coupling between my depression and my colon, and it turned out to be right. So when I stopped eating for 2 or 3 years, my colon began to heal, and slowly, slowly, the symptom of depression also go away. Nowadays, when I'm tired or a bit sick, then usually the depression might come out at night or so. So I stop eating at dinner. I don't eat. It's very convenient because now I'm studying German too, so I use that time to learn German. So you see that, and this, I just want to go, I don't have enough time, there's still a few more questions that I would like to address. So about the food, try to learn to eat very simple food. And in my case, I have a lot of problems with my body. So for several years, I've been eating this very simple food, brown rice and sesame.